Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, myself, Andy, Charlie, Election Day, and the last time we'll hear the Trump train.
Trump train!
In this show.
It's coming home, baby.
I hope you're right.
Well, you know, I got to be positive for today. Come on.
Well, I think you're right.
I'm hoping. Well, my prediction, you know, has it's stayed pretty steady, over 300 electoral votes. That's what I'm expecting.
Okay. So Andy says over 300. So we'll talk about that and a lot of other sundry things today. And as we get a couple of guests in and on the show and then back off, we'll open up the phone lines, let you call in, give us your thoughts on, you know, today and tonight and how that's going to work and so on. Yesterday's impossible question of the day. 16% of parents have asked their kids to do this thing that kids really don't want to do. Charlie, we weren't even close. Taste test their parents' food.
I've never been asked that.
I've never either.
That's weird.
Taste this.
But taste their food?
Yeah, taste make the kid taste your food before you eat it.
Yeah.
All right, today's impossible question. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. U.S. households have 24% more of these than they did this time last year. Hint, people are bored, and it's not a wait answer. So, U.S. households have 24% more of these than they did this time last year. I would say rolls of toilet paper. No, that's true.
Stock up.
There's a shortage as we speak.
Yes.
Of toilet paper. So,
what
do you think? 24% more than they did this time last year.
On average.
Yes. Charlie says frozen food. 24% more frozen food than a year ago. Yeah, okay. Could be.
I don't know. TVs on average? Maybe they've added a TV screen.
Okay. Because the hint is people are bored. So I would say books. I'm going to say they've got 24% more books than they had a year ago. And I'm not a book reader, but I'm just throwing that out there.
You know, the only reason I wouldn't expect that is because of Kindle. A lot of people just read their books on their phone now.
You would be surprised, though. Actually, you would. I'm like you. I would have thought the same thing. You would be surprised the amount of people that still buy. And here's why I know that.
Okay.
A, I talk to people that buy books. B, if you look at that very front section of Costco, it's still lined with paper books that people actually buy. Now, you and I both know that if Costco's not moving items, because we all know in the retail environment, shelf space is a premium, right?
Yeah.
Floor space, shelf space, whatever.
Right, so, and here they got all these stacks of books.
Yes, and it takes up in that front section, you know, not the whole store, but that front section, it probably takes up a quarter of that entire section. It's just books.
That's a good point.
So if they're not selling books, they wouldn't have them there.
That's a very good point. Yeah, I could see that.
So people still buy them. I find it amazing, but they do.
Yeah. The only thing is that, look, the only time I would even have time to read a book is when I'm like exercising on the bike or something like that. Then I need a screen where I can just swipe.
But if you're in COVID and you've now either lost your job or you had a sick, you know, I was talking to somebody, hygienist that did my teeth cleaning when I went to the dentist a week ago.
Okay.
She said she had like 6 straight weeks off because they closed the dentist's office at the beginning of COVID. So if you were that person, you had 6 weeks off, would you read a book or two more?
Yeah, I could see it. Okay.
That's my answer. I don't know.
Yeah,
guys,
that's a good answer. Let's go with that.
Completely way off. I have no idea. I tried to cheat and look ahead to see if I was even close, but it's not there tomorrow, so I don't know. I don't know how close I am.
You tried to cheat and look ahead.
I tried.
Hey, if you were doing that, who's winning the election? Help me out. Is it in the notes tomorrow?
No, I wish it was.
Oh, okay.
I wish it was, Andy.
Brats, that'd be nice.
So, hey, I got back from Winter Park today also and ran up, and I had a meeting up there with, you know, contractor and adjusters and so on, and got a chance to look around a lot of the Granby area with the fire and so on. In fact, my boots are still full of soot and ash and so on from just walking around up there, the pile of rubbles and stuff that are there. And I saw things there that I've never seen before. In fact, we had a little argument with one of our listeners when we were talking about the fire and how fast it moved and the sheriff's depiction of the fire and so on. And I think Mike from Parker called in and said, no, there's no way the fire could ever move that fast. Well, let me tell you what, folks. What I witnessed today in relation to all of that is I believe the sheriff was 100% accurate in what he said when the thing could have been moving at a football field a second, which is 100 yards a second.
Wow.
I literally, and this, I'm not exaggerating, I have pictures to prove this. I literally looked at holes in the ground where a tree once was that was most likely sucked up out of the ground by the fire because the tree is no more. And there's no burned trunk, there's no burned wood, there's no nothing. And they claim, some of the firefighters and such even said they saw this, there were many tornadoes inside of that fire that were literally sucking those trees up and burning them as they went up. In those fire tornadoes.
Wow.
And I witnessed the holes left behind from that.
Well, you know, Mike is probably generally right. A fire generally doesn't go that fast. But here's the thing. They've had some high winds up there. Yep. Once those winds kick in, those fires, the intensity of the heat is unbelievable.
They claim there were hurricane force winds going through that fire.
And that changes everything.
And and there are also people saying that out of all, and these are people that have been around fires probably as long as I've been around cars. Okay. Literally a long, long time. They've never seen the intensity or the wind or the way that fire moved in their entire life.
So, well, imagine if you're in a valley and you know how the wind can come sweeping down through the valleys. When I was managing at the casinos, it was unbelievable, John. You would have a couple valleys over, nothing going on. In our valley, you could practically move cars if they were in neutral.
Right.
And the wind would just fire down through there. So couple that with incredible heat.
Yep.
Yeah, anything's possible.
Anyways, I witnessed things that, folks, I've never seen in my entire life. And, folks, I've been around some wildfires before, been around things along those lines. I've never experienced and saw what I saw today. And, you know, is it earth-shattering? You know, it's really sad for a lot of the folks that lost their homes. I mean, I get that, and my heart goes out to each and every one, especially the folks that live there full-time, not the vacation homeowners, but the folks that actually live there, and even the vacation homeowners. There's memorabilia and things there that, you know, it's a loss, and I get that. My heart goes out to them. But, you know, same token, we'll rebuild, and away we go.
Look, there are two things that throughout it all that we have to thank God for. Number one, very little loss of life.
Only two, and they were by choice.
Two by choice.
Yep.
Okay. And number two, during that whole time, at least our governor was making sure we wore masks.
Very well said, Andy.
You know, that fixed all the fires.
No smoke inhalation. We were good.
That's right.
Jeez. All right, guys. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Extreme Auto Repair is up next, folks. And no matter how the election turns out, no matter what happens tonight, you need to make sure that you're safe, you're riding around on good tires, and ready for the next snowstorm when it comes. Which, by the way, they're saying there might be a little bit of snow Saturday night. It's a very, very slight chance. But, hey, that's the world we live in, and you never know what's coming next. We do live in Colorado, folks. $75 rebate on Cooper tires. That's all the way through November 9th, I should say. And you can call 303-841-1071 or go to klzradio.com.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16-plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Enchanted Kitchens, folks, is next. KLZradio.com is where you find them. And you know what? No matter what you've got going on with your home, in fact, some of you that may have been involved in some of these fires, you may want to redo the kitchen, or you may have a chance to do that. Insurance might even step in. There's lots of ways to get enchanted kitchens involved. And right now, you're not going to get things done before Christmas, but you can still get it done. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Bruce Simmons, our reverse mortgage specialist. We talked to Bruce yesterday, and a lot of you that even have existing reverse mortgages may be able to save money with a lower rate. Those of you that don't have one may be interested in doing one. If that's the case on either count, please call Bruce and find out more. Go to klzradio.com or 303-467-7821.
Between the high home values and low interest rates of today's market, you want to call Bruce Simmons now about refinancing your reverse mortgage. Your home value has increased since you first took out your loan. By refinancing at today's low interest rates, you could pull more money out of your home without increasing your loan balance. Convert an even larger portion of the value of your home into tax-free money that you may use however you wish. Plus, as long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, you will never need to worry about making a mortgage payment as long as you live in the home. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, makes a potentially confusing loan program easy to understand. Right now, Bruce can even walk you through the numbers virtually, line by line, from your home computer. Visit klzradio.com/reverse and ask Bruce to run the numbers for you. Find out how much you could benefit from refinancing your reverse mortgage.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Special guest joining us now, Andy, would you like to introduce her?
Yes. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Crystal Hathaway. Crystal, how are you doing today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, President Trump is a real hero of mine. Well, I've got a hero here in Colorado, and it is Crystal Hathaway, because you are going after Tri-County Health, aren't you?
Yes, that's the plan.
Well, let us know about it. What are you doing? Because you're leading a lawsuit, isn't that correct?
Yes.
All right, break it down. Why are you doing the lawsuit? What brought it about? And by the way, what is your position? What do you do? I don't want you to say where, because you know I don't want you to.
I don't want you to have to board
up your entire building.
Right. Just give us the 1,000-foot view, Crystal.
Yeah.
Yes. Hello. Well, I own commercial real estate in the metro area, and in my buildings, I have several small business tenants, things like hair salons, several different types of retail shops, doctors, dentists, and other types of business offices. And I also have other friends and acquaintances that I know that are small business or restaurant owners or employees of those types of businesses. And as everyone knows, we've all suffered greatly from the initial shutdown that we had in the spring, following, having now the restrictions on, you know, quantities of persons inside a business or
right.
in a restaurant,
right.
The social distancing of tables and the curfews for, you know, restaurant hours and drinking hours and those kinds of things.
Well, Crystal, wait a minute. Our governor, he basically says that masks and social distancing allow us to get business back on track. It allows everybody to feel safe and go out there and spend that money. Is that working for your tenants?
Well, it's not. You know, as we know, if based on the recent, you know, his recent press conferences that we've had over the last, you know, 10 days or so, it appears that masks don't seem to be working, because apparently we now have a spike in positivity rates. He's saying, you know, we have a spike in hospitalizations. So it's suspect that, you know, that if the masks are working, because when I, you know, when I go out in public, which is rare anymore, I see everyone wearing these masks, and I see everyone, you know, stopping and letting other people go or saying, excuse me, and, you know, and trying to socially distance from others. And it doesn't appear that is working if our numbers are in fact spiking. And so, you know, it prohibits, you know, any business really from operating at full capacity, which then in turn, you know, limits their ability to earn income. It limits their ability to employ multiple employees. You know, things of that nature.
Well, yeah.
So, no, it doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah. And Crystal, you know, everybody always says it's about 70% that you want to reach for herd immunity, right? If you had about 70% of people were immune, who had had it and gotten over it, then we'd be at herd immunity and everybody could basically live free. However, people like Polis and Tri-County are saying these masks make us basically immune, right? We're not going to get anyone sick. And as you know, if you go out into public places, you know, stores, Costco and whatever, the number of people wearing masks is more like 98%, 99%. So why isn't that enough to protect us? Why have we seen this huge surge in cases?
Well, I mean, I have a couple of theories behind that.
Go ahead.
Well, I first of all, I am not a mask believer. I don't think that masks prevent the spread of the virus. Second,
By the way, Crystal, you're in good company because we feel the same way.
Yes, we do. We look at numbers, Crystal.
Yeah, we look at the data, because the data, to your point, Crystal, earlier, the data just doesn't support that.
Everybody's wearing them. Numbers are soaring. Yeah, that's the data.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Correct. And initially, of course, as we all know, initially the scientists, you know, Fauci and Burke, you know, they were all saying, you know, don't wear masks. It's not effective. And then they, of course, changed that. And now everybody wants us to wear them. But, you know, according to the Colorado Public Health Department data that's, you know, from today, we have a moving weekly average of 1,971 positive cases per day right now. As of yesterday, the official listing of hospitalizations, that's total hospitalizations, is 755. So if you look at those numbers mathematically, that's roughly, you know, a total from the weekly average, that's 13,797 per week positive case that, you know, case counts that the governor is, you know, utilizing for Tri-County for their restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
The moving weekly average of hospitalizations is 93. So if you do the math on that, it's not even 1% of the positivity rate. And so the CPHD website also says that 9% of available hospital beds are currently occupied by confirmed and suspected, which, you know, you have to consider suspected COVID patients. So that's only 9% of our hospital beds, yet Polis continues in all of his press conferences to instill nothing but fear, you know, in us to control the masses, you know, with these orders that he and others are coming out with. To prove, you know, to provide, you know, that we should be terrified and remain in our homes and not touch anyone, don't talk to anyone, don't visit anyone, don't gather, you know, don't even go outside without a mask on.
And real quick, Russell, to your point, you know, I look at this, I didn't look today, but I usually look, and you're correct, by the way, and I want to make sure everybody understands what we're saying in looking at the data. So right now there's 755 confirmed patients with COVID in the hospital. Doesn't mean they're in an ICU bed, just means they're in the hospital. It's 5.5 million people. We've got hospitals all over the four corners of our entire state, far more than 755 beds, far more ICU beds than 755. So again, Crystal, you're right. The data doesn't support even the continual hyping up. That's what I'm going to call it, because that's what it is. The continual hyping up of COVID in Colorado and other states as well. We're not the only one.
Correct. And also you have to remember, or the folks have to remember, that the convention center was erected in March and has not been to date, and it still sits empty. You know, and we're paying $60,000 per day of taxpayer dollars, and it has capacity for an additional 2,200 beds.
Hey, it's not like there are other things we could do with $60,000 a day.
And by the way, just to make sure we are correct on this one as well, that's just the convention center.
Right.
That doesn't count what we did up in Loveland, doesn't count what we did in Colorado Springs. That's just that one location.
Hey, Crystal, let me ask you a quick question here, because you're right. Basically, the governor and Tri-County are driving us into the ground for things that clearly the numbers don't justify. It doesn't even come close. But here's what I want to ask you. How many, what rough percentage of your tenants would you say, as a result of all these measures, are really struggling to make the rent?
That's a great question.
Now that the government money is run out.
Great question.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing is, you know, thankfully in the spring, the PPP money was available, and they were able to hang on through the complete shutdown.
Right.
But today, you know, 8 months later, you know, things have really not improved for business due to the continued restrictions and rollback on the levels, you know, that further reduce capacities. I mean, we're even today, you know, even at level two, we were running at a reduced capacity. Now today, you know, some of the counties are at level one, we were at reduced capacity. Level two is even more reduced.
What is Tri-County? One second, really quick here. Who does Tri-County represent again? Is that Douglas, Adams, and Arapahoe? Does that still include Douglas? Where's that stand?
Yes, it does include Douglas still. They have started the process, I believe, of opting out.
Okay.
But I don't believe that that's been finalized yet. However, you know, Jeffco and Denver and Adams are all at level three. And, you know,
now, what does that mean? Okay. What does level two and level three mean for how many, as we used to say in the theater, butts in the seats that you can have? I mean, how many people can you have in a business at level two or three in these counties?
Well, level three is fairly restricted. I mean, it's one level above stay at home, like we were completely shut down.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Basically, it's nuts.
So, yes.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, it's really, really limited. I mean, we're talking, you know, minimum, like maximums of, you know, 20 people in a store, 25 people in a store, I believe, you know, things of that nature.
Right.
Level two, which, you know, they've, in addition to what they would call the traditional level two, you know, restrictions that Tri-County enacted, the Colorado Public Health Department restricted gatherings to two households, meaning your family and one other household.
Right.
However, you cannot have more than 10 people. So let's say if you have six people in your family, you know, and another person, another household has six people in their family, well, you're too many.
Right.
So, you know, you're fairly restricted on that. But some of the level two stuff, you know, and there's more additional information on the Tri-County website, and obviously you can look at the Colorado Public Health Department, or anyone can, but the maximum attendees at indoor worship services are, you know, reduced to 50 from 175. Attendees at gyms, now in level two, you can still have the gyms open, but they're reduced from 75 to 50. However, like on level three, they're closed fully, so there is no gym. You can only have virtual in level three. Maximum attendees at restaurants decreases from 175 to 50. Or if your building allows, then you can have up to 100 if the space has adequate social distancing. So you have to imagine the table has to be 6 feet apart. Sports groups are down to 25. And then, of course, the indoor events and outdoor events are also reduced. However, the Colorado Public Health Department prohibits really any of the indoor outdoor events, you know, to these numbers of 100 and 175.
Okay, bottom line, these are crushing business. When we come back after the break, I'd like you to kind of go into what you are doing with the lawsuit, how it's progressing, if any are joining in on it, maybe even how people can contact you and help out. And also, I'd really like to know if you could give a couple examples of businesses that, you know, are in your buildings and how they're really affected by people wearing masks and distancing.
Okay, we'll be right back. Let's do that. Crystal Hathaway again with us. We'll come right back. Franktown Firearms is next. I got a note that was sitting on my my desk here today when I arrived that said, ammo is well stocked at Franktown Firearms. There is a 1 to 2 day wait on background checks to buy a firearm, but they are well stocked on ammo. So if you want to swing by there even yet today and pick up some ammo, feel free to do so. And by the way, I think I probably would advise you to do that, if you're, especially if you're running it all low or you need something. Franktown Firearms is the place to go, 720-770-7777, or find them at klzradio.com.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, would love to help you with all of your financial planning. And, you know, as we talk about just the future and where are we going and what are we doing and where are you headed and how are you going to get there, how are you going to stay there once you get to retirement, find out how with Al Smith. He can help you do that. Golden Eagle Financial, go to klzradio.com or call Al today directly, 303-744-1128.
As people move toward the last phase of their lives, retirement, they're faced with many decisions, most of which are financial. For some, that can be filled with anxiety and uncertainty. I'm Al Smith, owner of Golden Eagle Financial, and I've been guiding people for many years as they prepare for or make that transition. I will listen very patiently about what you want your retirement to look like before I make any recommendations. In addition to creating the financial elements of a sound retirement plan, I'll share what I've learned from my clients about what they've done to make their final years fulfilling. It involves finding your purpose in retirement. For many, that may include giving back and helping those who need it. Arrange a free consultation with me, Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial, now at klzradio.com/money.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Greg with Open Range Services said, "With all the things I have to worry about in a day, it's nice not to have to worry about this complex beast of a machine outside my office. BES has done a great job of maintaining it for us, and we use the heck out of it. I have had some not so fun experiences with office machine maintenance companies in the past. Thanks for giving me one less thing to worry about." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Charlie, Crystal Hathaway with us also. She's a commercial property owner who has tenants that are suffering because of the severe lockdowns that we have in Colorado that, by the way, vary. And honestly, Crystal, the other problem that business owners have, which, you know, I am one and also I'm in your position as well, own some commercial property, so I understand full well what you're talking about and going through. The other problem that most of these owners have of businesses is they don't know from one week to the next what they're doing, what to plan for, and how this is going to affect them and their customer base.
That is accurate. And you know, the problem also is that there's so many different, governances, if you will, that are, you know, that have their hand in this, including even DORA. You know, so we have the Colorado Public Health, right. We have the governor, we have Tri-County, we have DORA. And, you know, like with my tenants, you know, I had a yoga studio that recently had to shut her doors because, you know, she just can't, she can't maintain making a profit or employing people to teach yoga when you can only have two people in the space.
Correct.
You know, masks are also, you know, such a huge hindrance for any kind of physical activity, or even just, you know, I have a tattoo shop as a tenant, and, you know, I mean, if you go in and you sit for a tattoo for a couple of hours and you have to wear the mask on your face, you know, it's really uncomfortable. And it's, you know, if you're laying down, it's harder to breathe, you know, things of that nature. You know, it's really impacting the salons, you know, where, you know, they can't have as many chairs in their space anymore. So they can't have, or as many people cutting hair, you know, they also can't have family members, you know, or people, customers waiting, you know, in their space to be able to, you know, just kind of do one right after the other. I mean, they have to stop and clean and sanitize.
Crystal?
And those.
Yeah, I want to ask you something. This all makes total sense because I go get my hair cut and I see one person cutting hair instead of three.
Correct.
In there. And that's jobs lost. But I want to ask you something. John and I have long thought that just wearing masks makes you want to stay in stores less. You don't want to browse.
Yeah, as a consumer,
you don't want to spend as much.
As a consumer, you don't want to be there in the first place. That, and let's face it, Crystal, you don't want to be in the first place. In some cases, if you have to go, you will. But you're not spending any more money than you really absolutely have to. You've got your list. You've made it out. You're in there. You're checking it off. You get done. You get out. And as soon as you leave the store, you get your mask back off because you can't stand wearing the thing while you're in. And that is not boding well for business of any kind. So question I have for you when it comes to, you know, the lawsuit, and I assume because you're now losing tenants and losing money, you have cause in the actual lawsuit. So back to what Andy said even before break, are you the only one suing or do you have other folks on board with you in this particular situation?
Well, honestly, I've had, you know, a couple of hundred people reach out to me through various groups that I'm involved in on Facebook and other social media sites that are like-minded and business owners or even just customers and have expressed interest.
Yeah,
in,
and you know, here, and just real quick for everybody listening, not to be devil's advocate or to be, you know, a devil in the details, but the customers, they have no cause. While they could support and they could do a GoFundMe and help with the legal costs and so on, a customer can't sign on to any kind of a lawsuit or do anything along those lines because they've got no cause. A business owner, though, even a business owner that's renting or somebody, another property manager like yourself or a property owner like yourself, I'm not even sure a manager unless their commissions or something are based upon, you know, rents and things along those lines. Typically, it's going to have to be actual building owners like yourself gathering together that have cause because they've lost revenue based upon these draconian measures. That's, to me, that's, and I'm not a lawyer, Crystal, but that's how I see it.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, honestly, the attorney that I'm working with has said that a lot, you know, that anyone can really sign on for a mask mandate because it does affect them. You know, there's issues with harassment by either other customers or the management. You know, things, if someone has a medical reason for not wearing a mask, they usually get shamed or harassed. So no, as far as the mask mandate, anyone can really sign up for that. The restriction part of it, you know, restricting capacity,
that's
businesses. That's more business level. And, you know, there are a lot of businesses that are suffering and that are.
And by the way, I think you're on the right track. And again, all I'm trying to say is, and you may have two different potential lawsuits that you would bring forth, you know, one that comes from business owners, one, even three, one from business owners, one's from property owners, and one from the customers themselves. I'm not an attorney, so I can't advise, nor would I ever try to, and your attorney would know better than I on this, but I don't see how you could lump all three of those together into one, you know, sort of class action lawsuit. I think you'd have to do it in three separate cases. Either way, I do think that every one of these needs to move forward, and I think you need to try to pile on as many people as you can because the more the merrier, and I think that's when you get the courts to actually pay attention. You on your own, no offense, Crystal, be like me taking a lawsuit on my own forward. I don't think that goes very far. You're going to need a good 25 to 50 other businesses, you know, loaded up with you to make this happen for it to really be effective as far as I could tell.
Yes, I agree with you. And I am out, you know, talking to business owners and looking for other people that, you know, maybe can't afford to go into something like this
right
on their own,
right,
but are willing to
yes
join with a group folks that, you know, can help. And then, like I said, I've got a lot of people interested in wanting to donate, you know, even $2.
Perfect. $2. No, that, and that's perfect. And yeah, you're along the lines of what I'm thinking. And that, you know, again, that would be the way to do it. And I think, you know, again, that's what we're trying to do here. So I guess next question for us, so we can try to help you with that gathering process, which, by the way, this gets that word out much faster than you trying to go door to door and get some people to sign on. Who do they need to contact, or do we need to have that information off air so they can contact you directly, or do you have a bulk page that folks can go to find more information out? How are you working that side of it?
Well, you know, this all just kind of started up, so I don't really have any separate page or anything. I'm happy to, if, you know, if people want to contact you and you want to get me their contact info.
Sure, we can do that. Be happy to.
I don't want to.
No, we definitely. I, as a business owner and property owner myself, Crystal, no, I'll do whatever I can to try to help you in this. Again, it's high time somebody actually move forward with this. We will do our very best to help you. So, yeah, all of you that are listening, if you've got any inkling of how to make this work and or to pile on in this particular situation, please let me know. I'll get you in touch with Crystal. We'll make that happen. That's easy. No, I am more than happy to help, Crystal.
Yeah, because I really would like to see more businesses, you know, try to stand up and save them, you know, save their business.
Agreed.
Because it is, you know, I mean, I recently talked to a restaurant owner that said, you know, if another shutdown comes and everybody's worried about that based on the governor's recent.
Yeah. Just as far as that goes, for everybody else listening, Crystal, you included, we were talking about, was the governor going to do that Sunday? Andy and I kind of predicted that if he wanted to save his bacon politically as we head into the election day today for even candidates like John Hickenlooper, he probably wouldn't do anything on Sunday. But once the election is over, it's sort of, you know, all bets are off at that point, and I could see Polis doing something in the next few days after the election along the lines of what you're talking about. And don't be surprised if he does.
I know. And that's really, it's really scary because, you know, I mean, like I said, the one business owner the restaurant that I spoke to, she said, if there's another shutdown, I'm going to close my business permanently.
Yeah, and for everybody listening, some of you that have jobs currently, keep in mind that there's always this trickle down or filtering aspect to how all of this works. And so, you know, Crystal, myself, I actually help I'm a property owner myself. Plus I help property owners like you because I do property maintenance. So I go in and take care of, you know, tree care and snow removal and lawn care and all those different things, and help you with the CAM end of things and get all that dialed in. Well, my business eventually gets affected if there's nobody else in there, you know, in the buildings paying rents and paying the CAM fees, because the CAM fees don't get paid, I don't get paid. So it's a snowball effect that eventually, everybody listening, it will affect each and every one of us if we continue to go down this path. Am I right, Crystal?
That's completely accurate. That's the problem, and that's why there are so many people in Colorado still, you know, out of work in Colorado due to these restrictions and the mandates and keeping people from shopping. Like you said, I mean, nobody wants to go out in a mask for an hour and you know, kind of go window shopping and looking for what they might see to pick up. And something, you know, something else, you know, that is really scary is that the fact that, you know, these mandates, you know, they are, I mean, the governor has the power to endlessly do this to us.
Yes, forever, perpetually. Yeah. We could be doing this a year from now.
Right, exactly. And you know, the science doesn't support the shutdowns. I mean, you know, the science has said, you know, that the shutdowns and the restrictions don't work. You know, pediatricians all are unanimous that kids should be in school full time.
Yep.
And the best course of action is to protect the vulnerable population and then open the rest of society to normal so that we can get that herd immunity, like you mentioned earlier. You know, the other thing that the governor is not talking about, and, you know, I watched his press conference where he had those three individuals that, you know, had the COVID and they suffered greatly. You know, they were one of the few, you know, because as we know, this thing has a 99% survival rate, and most of the people are asymptomatic or have mild symptoms, you know, for anyone under the age of 70. But, you know, he doesn't talk about the other, you know, issues, you know, due to these, you know, lockdowns and restrictions. You know, the suicide rates are up, and especially among young people. I mean, it's staggering, the numbers. You know, drug. You know,
yep, no, you're right. Well, no, well said. And again, for everybody listening, Crystal Hathaway. So and Crystal, we're up against the break. Here's what I want to do. For all of you that are listening, if this is something that's of interest to you and you're a business owner, property manager, anything along those lines where you feel like you could be of a help, you could actually join in, be a part of this, and so on, let me know. You can send me an email. Just go to rushtoreason.com. It's all right there. Fill it out. I'll get you in touch with Crystal. Crystal, we'll do our best to send some people your direction because, again, I am one where I feel the more the merrier. The more you have on board, the more attention I feel like the courts will actually give this. And I go back to what I said earlier, me or you just on our own, no offense, doesn't hold a lot of weight. You get 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 even business owners going forward, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and just so your listeners are aware, if they are worried about their business name being associated with something, you know, people can sign on as John or Jane Doe.
That's right.
That's how we protect identity. So.
That's right. Well said. Crystal, we appreciate it very much. Best of luck to you. And yeah. And by the way, this is also the sort of thing where if you feel like you want to talk or send me some information or do something on a direct basis because of, you know, even the roles I have in other areas, please let me know. I'd love to help however I can and see if we can't get something moving forward because I'm sick and tired of it as well.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome, Crystal. Thank you very much. And yes, folks, if you are interested in helping out any way, shape, or form, please let us know. We'll get you in touch and make that happen. Michael Bailey, Law Mobile Estate Planning is up next. And Michael wants to help you out with all of your estate planning needs. And all of us have needs. You know, we just went through this big fire that swept through this northern part of Colorado. And you know what? There's an old saying, people go nuts over your stuff. Well, you know, you can kind of tell that by even some of the stuff that's happened with the fires and the things along those lines. Fortunately, only two people lost their lives, and that was by choice. But you know what? You don't know at any given time what's going to happen, any given day or time, what's going to happen to you. Make sure that you're dialed in with your estate planning needs. Michael can help you with that. Find him at klzradio.com.
Once you die, it's too late. For a variety of reasons, neither KLZ nor Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law recommend seances or any other means of attempting to communicate with your deceased loved ones. Yes, you might wish you knew their final wishes, but once they've passed on, it's too late to find out. Your best option is to visit klzradio.com/estate now while you're still alive. Because KLZ's mobile estate planner absolutely insists on writing your will before you die.
Purefoy Chevrolet is next, folks, and as I've been talking for numerous months now, year plus now, if you want to buy a New Year's vehicle, it's the only place to go, and I mean that. Looking for a used car, they've got a full used car lot full of selections that would, in a lot of cases, would be what you need. If not, they can find you a used car. They can do that as well. Just let them know what it is you're looking for. And don't forget a full lineup of Chevrolet products as well. Don't forget they've got a 2016 Big Horn Ram crew cab truck there, $29,900. The truck has 20,000 miles is all. 303-659-8311 or find them at purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purefoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purefoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And again, we do appreciate our last guest and, you know, trying to help out as much as we can in this particular area. And I had an article yesterday I was going to read to you, and I actually just titled the article Perspective, because you guys are going to see all sorts of things that are pushed out there by folks like, you know, Polis and the press and the folks that get on that side of the fence and so on. And depending upon who wins the election today, I think you're going to see some things get really ugly when it comes to COVID. whether it be Joe Biden winning and doing it to spite the whole country because he believes in a dark winter, or it's Donald Trump winning and it's people like Jared Polis trying to stick it to him
right.
by shutting things down. Either way, folks, I see COVID getting a lot uglier before it gets better, especially for folks like us in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see it improving.
I don't think there's any way COVID and how it's being handled looks good in Colorado over the next couple months.
I don't think it looks good no matter what happens tonight.
No.
In fact, again, depending upon what happens tonight, it's going to get ugly no matter what, but it's just going to matter how ugly is it going to get. That's probably the best way for me to say it.
What do you think would be worse? I mean, obviously, we want Trump to win. I'm just talking for, do you think Polis will just go crazy lockdown?
Okay. First of all, two things I want to get to.
Yeah, okay.
I'll come back to that question. First thing is, I wanted to put this in perspective because there was an article that I saw that was on some of the national news media. Nearly 50,000 Americans are currently hospitalized with COVID. And you know what, folks, by the way, and Andy and I have said this, I'll continue to say it, I get it. COVID for certain people can be very serious. I understand. The older we get, the harder it is on us. I also understand that. I also understand if you're not in great health and you get it, it can be an issue. So you combine being older, having maybe a little bit of extra pounds put on, maybe not being in that great of health to begin with, maybe having a weakened immune system, you know, lack of sleep, all sorts of other things. Yes, can COVID be a problem? Just like any other disease or virus could be. Yes, it can be. Okay? Not going to say that it's not. It can be. Is it always, though? No. And the problem I've got with the press and everybody pushing all these things out with COVID is they make it sound like everybody's going to die tomorrow of COVID. Not the case, folks. The statistics don't even show that. The data doesn't show it. So I go back to the article. 50,000 Americans are currently hospitalized with COVID. Does anybody understand how many actual hospital beds we have in this country?
Quite a few more.
Close to a million.
Yeah.
We have close to a million hospital beds in this country. Now, I realize that in some cases, you know, you go to ICU and different things and so on, but I also know enough about the medical community and hospitals in general, and we've talked about folks that are experts in that area on this show many, many times, that ICU beds can be converted around rather quickly depending upon the need. So when you see an article that says, yes, currently ICU beds across the country are at 80%, that's because that's what the hospitals want, folks. That's how they make moolah.
Oh, they're normally at 80%.
Thank you, Andy. That's their norm. That's how they make money. So when you see a news article where it says, yes, and they're at 80% capacity, ignore that because they always are. If they're doing it correctly and they're making money, that's what they do.
John, I remember the Houston Hospital. Remember this from the summer where it came out? Oh, my gosh, they're at 95%. And somebody came out and said, yeah, at this time last year, they were at 97%.
In fact,
how they make the money.
In fact, I'll give you a number that's bleak only in the opposite direction of what this article says. Internal documents from the Department of Health and Human Services obtained by NPR show that 24%, so about a quarter of hospitals around the country, are at 80% of their ICU capacity. Folks, you know what that really should say? 75% of hospitals aren't making money.
Yeah.
That's what the article should say, not 24% are at 80% of their capacity. It should be the opposite. And they just say, unfortunately, 75% are less than 80%, which means they're not doing very well profit-wise.
Yeah, and John, let's keep in mind, during the heart of COVID, the heat of it, right, or early summer, what did we do with all those elective surgeries?
We shut them down.
We shut them down. We put them off. So what does that mean now? That means they're coming back. That means that people who were putting off those elective surgeries are going into those hospitals. The main thing we have to ask is how many hospital beds are being taken by COVID? And the answer is not many, John.
No, not many. And the reality, folks, is anytime you read these articles, please, please, please read through them and understand some of the things I just said. Back to Andy's question about what happens moving forward based upon tonight.
Sure.
If Biden wins, yes, it will be a dark winter because you'll see a lot of people being shut down, shut in. You'll see all the Democrats and the Karens and Kevins of the world really coming out in full force, making sure that if there's a nationwide mask mandate, which, by the way, he can't do, but they will, let's face it, they will try. They'll try their best to try to shut some things down, and they will be successful in certain areas. If Trump wins, I will also say this. They will try the same thing. The difference is going to be that if Trump wins, a lot of the supporters on that side of the fence are going to basically just thumb their noses at all this stuff and keep doing what they were doing prior to it and not worry about it and just go about their business. And I think businesses will go about their business, and eventually this will go away a lot faster because they'll realize that it's a bunch of nonsense. But that's only if Trump wins. Biden wins, you're not getting that.
Okay, let's say Trump wins, and you and I expect him to win. What about this as an outcome? I believe that the Republican governors very quickly will loosen up their
restrictions. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Agree with that. And I was talking Colorado.
No, I know. I'm getting there. So, and Colorado, of course, he'll just strengthen his because he wants to be a jerk. Okay. That means right across the border in Republican nearby states, people are going to be living the high life while they're miserable here. How long does that go on without making our governor look really, really bad, especially since he's in the midst of a recall effort?
Yeah, and again, that's where, if depending upon who you have as president, Joe Biden, you just have it lasting longer. You literally do have a dark winter because that's what you're going to live with, because that's what he'll do, and that's what he'll force, and that's what he'll make happen. Donald Trump, you'll have a gray winter to start with, and it'll get a lot better as we get a little farther along because of what Andy just said. Fully agree with that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in Colorado, just all I'm going to say is this. You heard it here first. Buckle your seatbelt with COVID because you haven't seen it. It's not over yet, folks.
No matter what,
it's not over yet.
I am terrified on behalf of restaurants throughout the state.
Me too.
I'm terrified. They can't take it. 25%, they can't survive on 50. They can't survive, John, any more than 75%.
Nope, they sure
can't. They need to be open. On the weekends, they got to be rocking, baby. And it's time.
Yep. And in a lot of cases, they're not. And here's the thing. They're either going to have to start bending / breaking the rules and getting more than the 25%, or they won't stay in business.
Right.
Period. They won't do it.
By the way, do you want one quick indication of what the voters think of this?
Sure.
Florida. All right. As you know, Florida is a place where they protect the vulnerable and unleash it and unleash business elsewhere. Well, Florida, right now, Republican turnout by percentage is running well ahead of what it did in 2016.
Gotcha.
So Florida right now, you know, it's early. Things could change, but it looks
early. And keep in mind, there's 3 million independents in Florida as well.
Exactly. But at least early on, it looks like Florida is tilting pretty heavily into the Trump camp. And that would indicate people are done with lockdowns. There you go.
Which, by the way, I predicted it yesterday. I think Andy agrees with me. I still predict a Trump win based solely on basically COVID. What did you call it yesterday? COVID fatigue, Charlie? Is that what you called it yesterday? Yeah, COVID fatigue is what we're going to call it. I predict that's the Trump victory is because of COVID fatigue. We'll find out. We'll be right back. American National Insurance is next. Folks, as I walked around again the Grand Lake area today and just looked at the devastation, the things that happened there, it's just a reminder that, you know, about the only thing that can make all of that better, because literally it's a devastating situation, the only thing that makes that better is being properly insured. That's it, folks. And by the way, you can't make sure that you're properly insured after you have some sort of an incident or a claim. You've got to do it prior to that. Get with Paul Leuenberger, my agent, and make sure that you're properly insured. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, that's it for hour number one. If it's close to 7 o'clock, you're listening to our replay hour. Continue to watch the election. We'll have election recap tomorrow. Andy and I will be back, and we'll recap what happens tonight. Otherwise, hour number two is next. Sheriff Joe Arpaio is joining us. He's been on with us before, but we thought on election day we'd have him back, and he's just a fiery guy that, you know, is really on the conservative side of the fence and literally doesn't go with the status quo at all ever. That's why he was such a great sheriff. We'll talk to him when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.